Hey, I'm Locke.
And I'm Xylo.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
We rant about games.
Noda.
Noda.
Who switched her, didn't we?
Huh?
How did we switch?
What do you mean? Well, you just decided to jump out the gate and start first recently. And I decided not to make a big deal out of it. Because, you know, you're already kind of upset that I kicked your butt at, you know, the stuntman game. And
Why would you bring that up?
Well,
this has nothing to do with that! I am not fed up! Not really.
If the next episode comes out and I'm not on it, assume I'm dead and please start looking for me.
Don't worry, House got your ashes for you.
Right, so for once in our lives, I think we actually got this one out on time-ish.
Ish.
I mean, really, it's... Yeah, it's only been like a week.
Yeah, this will be out on time.
Yeah, so...
I think, hopefully.
This would actually be up there in the possible ones. But anyways, okay, so we got fan mail first.
All right,
so I'm going to do it first this time, right off the bat. No talking involved in front.
Except anyways, for our little
So we got fan mail from Killer Pinata. Yay!
Yay!
You know, the one who's, you know, we talked about it, and the episode got deleted, and then we forgot about it.
I can't remember.
And then we talked about it again last episode. And actually, she probably thinks we forgot about it again since that episode came out the day that we got the fan mail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways. Anyways, Killer Pronounce says, yes, I am still listening. Not sure why, but I am. The intro was pretty good. I liked it until Squeaky Voice interrupted and ruined it. You guys do a good yet random podcast, Killer Pinata. And I have to agree with her on that. I re-listened to her podcast. It came out really bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't
it sounded
really
fine on here, but when we put it on iTunes, something happened.
All right. Huh.
Squeaky Voice sounds like he's on crack and suffering from that hole in the throat thing from smoking too long.
Yeah.
You can't hear anybody else but him. You can't even understand him.
Huh. All right.
So it kind of sounds like we're being thrown into a blender.
Uh-huh. Speaking of thrown into a blender, I'm re-looking at the roster of Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of those characters do look... just the colors that spew off of them.
Anyways.
I'm very upset.
She also says, I'm glad you guys read my email. I was starting to think I sent it to the wrong email address. Awesome show. Keep it up.
Yay.
Yeah, you didn't. We just reviewed... We talked about yours, and then the computer aided it. And then it...
Never gave us it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very greedy computer, you know that? What's its full name again? You should start yelling at it by its full name. Maybe it'll give it back sometime.
It's too hard to pronounce sometimes.
Yeah, His computer has a full name.
It has, like, initials and numbers. And there's, like, a... Latin word somewhere in it.
At the very end of it, it's a random sequence of 7 ones and zeros.
Yes.
Right then,
Not an easy thing to shout.
Right then, so, news. What's going on? Hey, what's up, dudes?
News.
What's up, dudes?
Well, we did an episode not too long ago, so not much news.
Right. I've got games coming out the wazoo.
All right, cool.
At some point over the many weeks we do podcasts, I'm going to be reviewing... Because I continue to forget its name. I'll be reviewing Kung Fu Panda. I'll be reviewing Lego Indiana Jones. I'll be reviewing My Life as a Dark Lord, which is a WiiWare game, which I'll be reviewing today. And I'll be reviewing Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor for the DS.
Nah, that's an awful.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a fourth of my computer's
names. That's why I can never pronounce it. I just go, it's the devil game, but...
People don't respond well to that.
Okay, but, yeah, I think there's some other ones that I was going to review, but I can't think of them right now, so.
Well, we got games. Yeah, I've got a couple games. I've got Wolverine, which I'm going to review today. I've got Stuntman, which I've been playing for a while. I'm going to play that a little bit longer, because even though it's aggravating, it hasn't, like, completely thrown me off of the game.
I beat it.
Freaking jerk.
It's a funny story.
Yes, it is, and we'll go into that.
Yeah, we'll go into that when we review it, but the quick version... Because I have to rant about this
now. Fine.
Locke invites me over. He's like, hey, try this game out. I'm like, okay, sweet. I start playing it. I keep dying. It's a stuntman game. You go through. You perform stunts. And it's really hard.
Like movie stunts in commercials and high action-oriented movies.
Yeah, think of a very unforgiving Need for Speed. But
yeah.
So basically, I start playing it.
It is very unforgiving.
I'm failing it. And he's kind of going, yeah, it's pretty hard. And then I get 5 stars, which he hasn't done very often, ever.
What? Never.
Never. So I got 5 stars on my first try of playing the game.
And, you know, this wouldn't be so...
Then I did it again.
Yeah, this wouldn't... freaking jerk. This wouldn't be so crazy if, one, if it was, like, possible to get more than 2 stars more of the time.
Uh-huh.
Because this is a very difficult game. You have to play the level, each level...
multiple times.
A few times to get an actual hang of the level. And no one I've given this game to has been able to play this game without being extremely frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Except me.
Because you're freaking OCD.
I'm amazing.
You're
anyway.
Freaking OCD.
Okay, so I just had to say that because I want to get a laugh out of it.
You're the monk of driving games.
And I just kind of want him to kill me.
A little bit.
A little bit. I'm suicidal. Anyway, so you? You're going to be reviewing?
I'm reviewing Wolverine X-Men Origins. Wolverine Uncaged Edition.
Because, you know, the Cage Edition wasn't very friendly. It kind of sulked in the corner and looked at you, and when you tried to defeat it, it just sliced your hand off.
Have we ever called it by the full name?
No.
I don't think anyone ever has. X-Men Origins, Wolverine, Uncaged Edition. Who wrote that?
I don't know.
Like, three people...
What's different between... What is a Cage Edition besides the joke I made?
I don't... There's no.
There is no Cage Edition. There's only the Uncaged Edition.
I think I have...
It's a trick to make you think you're buying something special.
I have a Wolverine game. I think it's called X-Men Origins Wolverine. So this is like the updated version.
It has cheat codes.
Yes, it is. Cheat codes. Okay. Oh, look at that. They're right there. I think it's called Origins. Anyways, it's virtually the same game, but a lot cooler. And based on the movie, which is not cool.
Right. So, anything else?
Well, if Gamefly got more games in stock, I'd be playing more of them. The next game I'll be getting is Prinny. Can I really be the hero?
But you haven't beat the Skagi or whatever it's called.
I don't care. I love the Prinnies. I really do. I love the Prinnies.
Yeah. I would beat that game except for the fact that the difficulty curve isn't more of a curve, but a very small circle. Uh-huh. So you just kind of like start off, and then you're suddenly on fighting level 100 bosses.
Yeah.
Level 2.
Right.
It's actually not a complete circle, because that would actually make the game easy at one point. It just kind of cuts off right there. It's a very tiny sliver taken out of the circle.
Yeah, semicircle.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a semicircle. It goes almost all the way around. Then
how about vertical line? Nearly vertical line. Just like...
That'd be true. All right, it's a nearly vertical line.
Okay.
Then there's some, you know, the Saga fan out there going, it's not hard, it's very easy, you just are stuck at the game.
Alright, also, if I can ever get Link on here, then we'll probably review Resident Evil 5. If not, I'll just review it in one of the next two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Fat Princess.
Fat Princess?
Yes! When's that come out? What's it for?
Do you actually care?
Yes, it's actually a good game.
Okay.
It's a fun multiplayer game about carrying a fat princess.
I see. The end of this month.
But what's it for?
It's already got a 7.5, and...
Is it for the Wii?
PS3.
Oh, son of a gun.
Is it only for the PS3?
That's... Yeah, probably. It's downloadable content.
Oh, I see.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's really weird to have just on the PS3. It doesn't really seem like its kind of thing.
It's a capture the flag game, but the flag's a fat princess.
Okay.
And the way you keep your flag is by feeding the princess, so she gets fatter. So when they try to bring her over to their base, it takes forever.
Wow. That's actually freaking awesome.
And there's helmets scattered on the battlefield that change your class.
Huh.
See, pick up that hat, you become a mage. Pick up that hat, you become a warrior. That's what you look like normally.
A little princess? A little girl?
No, it's a guy. No, it's the beard.
Oh, I just saw the beard now. It looks like a miniskirt, though.
Oh, it's a kilt.
Ah. Okay.
Or a tunic.
Sure. It has... It.
Okay, you can't say that they're gay because they're feeding a fat princess. No gay man... No self-respecting gay man would do that.
Right, only self-respecting straight men, right?
Of course, we like our cake.
Okay.
We want our cake and we'll eat it, too.
Uh-huh. Alright, then. What next? There's... Any other news that you can think of?
You know, a bunch of bulimic girls are going to be suing this game.
Mm-hmm.
And anorexic.
Yes. So, news...
Well, nothing much besides that.
Really?
This idea is coming out. The new Kingdom Hearts game is coming out.
Yeah, that's pretty soon, huh? When is that?
Same time around this idea comes out.
Alright, cool.
I'll be getting that one instead.
Yeah.
Fat Princess is coming out. You know, it's that game right there at the very bottom above the car.
Above the car, this one?
Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger Review.
Review. Got an 8. Cool.
Oh, it's Guilty Gear.
Ah. Fast paced colorful fighting game. Alright.
There's only 12 characters. Reminds me of this idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the bad in this. I think more things should do what GameSpot does with the good and bad. More pros and cons sort of things. That sums it up better than anything.
Okay, well, already it's a fighting game, which makes me kind of happy because I'm apparently good at fighting games for some reason. But I'm also happy about the fact that on the bad curry, it says loud, gaudy, and potentially confusing for beginners. I like loud, gaudy, and potentially confusing for beginners.
Of course. Alright, well, yeah, it doesn't look too bad. 12 characters.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Look at the character on the
right. Yeah, I see it.
I'm getting this game.
It looks like a cat.
It's a cat girl.
Cat nobody Vivi thing.
It's a cat girl.
But with an evil face under the hood.
Exactly. She has kitty cat claws. It's not even kitty cat claws, it's kitty cat paws. She smacks you to death with paws. Like a giant, cute little kitty.
Giant pillow stuffed paws.
That's gotta hurt though when they hit.
Sure. Okay. And it's like Capcom versus whatever.
Right, it's a fighting game.
Fighting game. Old archaic, old arcade style fighting game. Cool.
But if it's like $60, I don't think it's gonna be worth that much.
No, is it?
Well, it's a full 360 game.
Yeah. It would suck if it was $60.
Yeah, of course. Once again, everyone's listening to this and has no idea what we're talking about because they can't see what we see.
Right.
Anyway, we gotta find a way to put pictures on the freaking podcast in an order.
Or if we do some sort of machinima, like if we do. Capture card, like whatever game we're talking about, mm-hmm. Us playing the game while talking, then we can just skip to whatever we're talking about.
Well, then we would just be like, unskippable or some other review, and it wouldn't be a podcast anymore.
Mm, true. It'd be like a video cast.
What's the good? What's that little award you got?
Huh?
The little award you got.
Strong competitive multiplayer. That's a
plus.
That's the best thing to have for a fighting game.
Yeah, you want to be able to have it be fun to play with friends.
Mm-hmm. Also for the PS3 and the Ark.
Oh my gosh, it's a holy game. So Noah, what'd you play for those 40 days and 40 nights? Guilty Gear. Alright, so yeah, okay.
Okay.
Moving on. Alright, so that's the news.
Yep.
I guess we're in the reviews then. They're only 13 minutes in, so... We gotta get some heavy reviewing going on.
Why don't we make this a mini-sode?
Forget the mini-sodes.
Okay.
Where's your podcast pride? Like puppy power.
Podcast right. Pride, puppy power. Same thing. Same exact thing.
Your call. Who's going first?
You go ahead and go first.
Okay.
Because we'll both join in on the Wolverine bash.
Right, now... Hopefully, either there will have been an opening at the beginning.
Oh, you know what? We're both going to join on this bash, too.
Yeah, he's going to join this. So either... No, I'm just going to do it right here, okay?
So instead of an opening, right here, I'm going to show what happened, because I got the game. It's My Life as a Dark Lord. It's for Wii. It's downloadable from the Wii to WiiWare kind of game. So I played it, and I brought Locke over to play it, and it's going to be a reenactment of what happened to Locke.
You jerk.
Right here.
All right.
Right, so that was my first impression and Locke's first impression.
You jerk.
But before we get into the name saying and the bashing, let's go over the basics. This game is a tower defense game. Actually, it is the only game that actually is a tower defense game.
Yeah, it's kind of literally a tower defense game.
You have a tower and you defend it.
From the inside.
Yes. From the inside. No, there probably is a song somewhere.
Yeah,
it is? Sure. Yeah. Right. Anyway, you play the Dark Lord, who's actually a girl, and she's not really dark since half of her body's in a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting character. It's also an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of going off the Crystal Chronicles lore and giving you some interesting
stuff. So it's a smart guy and the retard building the game again?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's his point of view. Hey!
Yes.
So it's Fred and Ted. Fred being the smart one and Ted being the retard.
And Fred and Ted will return in their for appearance in the Wolverine review.
Yeah. Hey, says Fred, let's have a game where you play the villain. Hey, says Ted, that's great, but let's make sure that you don't do anything really evil. Hey, says Fred, let's make it a tower defense game. Hey, says Ted, yeah, let's make it one game where you have a giant tower that nothing ever happens in it and it moves in really slow motion.
Really, really slow.
Hey, says Fred, let's have a system where something beats something in a triangle order. Hey, says Ted, sure, but let's make it so there's only actually three monsters that actually happen in the game, so...
Really, really slow.
Hey, says Fred, let's have 3D graphics. Hey, says Fred, let's have 3D graphics. Sure, says Ted, but let's make it so small you can't even see who you're playing with.
Yeah. Really bad. Very... Gah.
That's totally ripped off Yahtzee, but besides the point. Yahtzee, Escapist, go watch it. Good stuff.
It's brilliant, you know. It may not always agree, at least I don't.
I do.
Yeah, you do. And that's, you know, he's always got valid points. So I always give him valid points.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that he does for the comedy point is always freaking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've advertised Yahtzee again.
Right.
We should start paying us at some point.
Oh, yeah, because we have so many fans. You know, we do, because there's like 1,000 people downloading this podcast, but only 5 people ever reply.
Seriously, we got 5,000 downloads?
Yeah, it says it, like, we got so many downloads every week.
Talk to us!
That means that someone could have just said download for 3 seconds, go, and then deleted it, but they still listen to it!
Yeah, like OMX subscribers.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't tell us how many I'm a subscriber, it just tells us how to say download. So if someone decided to download 15 billion times for us, then... must make them popular. Okay, but now we're way off topic. Okay, so the game is a tower defense game. You play a little princess who's apparently a Dark Lord who wants to make a giant war between monsters and humans.
Mm.
Okay? You have a tower with a big old dark crystal at the top. The dark crystal gets destroyed, you die.
It travels throughout the land.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it magically moves. But basically, you build up floors on your tower, making it taller and taller and taller and taller and taller, to the point where you think it'd be structurally unsound, it would just fall over from its own weight. And inside each room, you put monsters. And then you watch...
Well, let's describe the rooms first, Zylo.
Oh, you mean the generic room placed over and over and over again? The
same bloody room.
Actually, no, you're wrong.
It's not bloody.
No. It would have been better if it had been bloody, but no, it's two rooms.
Yes.
Each room has two variations.
As far as we've gone, anyway, is it? I mean, it gives you this room. It's called the Iron Ball Room because it has an iron ball and trap, all right?
Yeah. No, sure, there's different rooms you can lay down, and that's an attack room. Mm-hmm. So when they walk into the room, the iron ball and trap activates, and the warrior loses a little bit of their HP.
That makes sense, but that's the only one you'll get for half or the first fourth of the game.
Well, no, you only played for a little bit.
I only played for a little bit, but you were like, what?
Not much farther.
Not much further, yeah.
The game is reluctant to give you stuff because there isn't much to give you.
Yeah.
Because the other floor you can get is the support floor, which makes it so the monsters in it take less damage. And somehow you think they're going, wow, there's actually a little bit of strategy to this game. No, there's not really.
No.
In fact, you should really just spawn the iron ball for us because any strategy you try to throw in the game will get you killed.
Yeah.
There's no strategy. There's only spamming.
There's only spam.
Right, so you have a giant tower, you just build up, adding floors, 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 floors. So it's taller than the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but it doesn't lean for some reason.
Right.
You fill it with monsters, then really slow adventurers come wandering up to your tower.
Not to mention very noobish adventurers. Not to mention cheating adventurers.
Yes.
They run...
Wait.
Or they kind of jog into the tower. Mm-hmm. They climb up the ladder... The iron ball hits them, and if there are no monsters, they hit it back. They hit the iron ball, and then they climb up the ladder to 4-2. And then the iron ball hits him, and then the guy hits the iron ball, and then he climbs up the ladder.
Locke is very upset about this game.
You freaking jerk!
I didn't play it for like an hour. But anyway, so
he told me it was a Crystal Chronicles game.
It is.
That's what they're saying.
Anyways.
You fools.
So the adventurer slowly walks up to the floor. The trap activates. He will lose HP. He will attack the trap. Yes, he attacks the trap. And then, if there are no monsters in the room, he will move up to the second floor. If there are monsters, then a little timer starts up, and a little battle goes on when he fights them. When the timer runs out, he moves up to the second floor.
And it's really, really freaking slow.
Combat, yes, because since you just watch it and you don't really do anything.
It's kind of like Lost Odyssey, only worse. Because, you know, Lost Odyssey, you have the little timer thing, so you wait for the timer. Okay, now I can attack. I choose my attack. Da 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 da. Whack! Alright, then you run back now. Da, 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 then the monsters. Da, 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 da. Whack! Da, 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 da.
I saw one girl on YouTube posted about how she loved Lost Odyssey and why it was one of the greatest games for the 360.
I'm sure the story was great. The story had plenty of potential. I just couldn't get through it.
What, you mean the binary system?
What? Oh, yeah.
Unskippable from The Escapist. Go watch it. Good stuff.
I love the unskippable. It's that's something that needed to be done a while ago.
And here's you loading Firefox.
I love that.
Okay. Anyway, so
it's extremely slow, and the worst part is once the timer runs out, they just walk up to the next floor, and your monsters just kind of sit there going, "Well, that's perfectly normal. He gets to walk up to the next floor."
Freaking moderate. We're glued to the floor here.
Dang it, who glued my... And also, what good...
Timmy.
What
Timmy
were the adventurer? I play Crystal Chronicles, okay? No one leaves the room with monsters in it still.
Seriously.
You smash their faces in for more XP.
Yeah. It should be more like that. It should be more like that. This is actually a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
To create, you know, the dungeon that every single gamer in history has gone through.
Uh-huh.
To create this dungeon, lay out traps and stuff for heroes to go through.
Yeah, no, but
be the one on the other side. Be Bowser setting up the...
But if we did that, you know we wouldn't make an entrance. Just wall right there, right in front of my chamber. Bam.
Uh-huh.
That's cheating. No? I'm just smarter than the rest of you.
Yes.
I can understand they didn't put that option in, though, and they had to make a, you had to make a path to your
room.
Yeah,
it's like tower defense. You know, you can't be do blocking. That's cheating.
If you got to build your dungeon, label it with traps, like, I want a trap here, 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 here. Send in the monsters.
Yeah.
Boss character here, boss character here.
And I like having a little tunnel of light. That gives them freaking hope.
Yeah.
And it's freaking false hope. The light will explode. It'll be fun.
Then watch them try to find the way through my dungeonous maze, fighting off guys in real time, and just sitting there and laughing. Almost like an RTS.
Mm-hmm.
See, that would have been a great game. This is not a great game.
No, it's like the guy at Square Enix, I forgot his name, the big head guy, gave this concept to the whole company, said, okay, make that game, I'm going on vacation. He comes back, what did you do? Seriously? Did you just start working last night?
And the sad part is, there is actually another tower defense game for download on the WiiWare.
Yeah.
Which is better, but got a lower score for some reason. I don't know why. But you play the good guys. And then you just set up mages and swordsmen along the walls and archers and stuff, and they hit guys as they walk by. Then you play the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the good guys are smarter and they have a little maze instead of a freaking tower.
Yeah. Yeah, a tower with a ladder going all the way to the top.
Tower with a little flag.
If they were really smart, they'd just climb all the way to the top.
Yeah. And see, the funny thing about this game is, okay, so next problem with the game. Okay, now say the timer's going on the battle, you have a little guy fighting there, fighting the monster still, timer isn't up yet, and another guy walks into your castle. What's he do? Well, A, logically, if he's a nice buddy, he would, you know, go up to the room and just, you know, sit there and fight with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
B, wait his turn. Sit there and wait for his friend to finish the fight, then move up on top because he was a sucker anyways, and now he's going to get the jewels while the monsters are at lower HP.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, walk up the freaking ladder. What's he do? He walks up the freaking ladder.
Why not do that from the start?
Exactly. Exactly. There's one big ladder going up your castle. So, yes, he will walk up the ladder and skip that room, meaning you have to have another room on top to defend that guy. And basically, you're going to build a bunch of freaking floors, because when the team of five guys comes running in...
It doesn't matter what they are, it doesn't matter what the triangle is.
Yeah.
Spam the floors!
Yeah. But if you have five enemies walking into your tower, you better have six floors, because they will fill up every floor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cheap! You think your monster would be like, hey, 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 no, you fight us first. Get in here. Get in here. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks. And I don't know why the characters, since they just, all the monsters fleet are glued to the floors, why don't they just walk up the ladder to begin with and just reach the top?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to stop at the floors. No one's attacking them.
Yeah.
They just sit there. You walk. They literally notice they walk willingly into the room.
Uh-huh.
There's like a little ladder room, and then there's the actual room.
Yeah. There's a ladder room, and then they just go, hey, look, monsters! Okay, it's clearly not... My objective clearly isn't in here, but I'll spend a little time in here. Why not? Get a little
bit of speed. As the slow combat goes dies, and the little one-level guys take 3 bloody minutes to die, then the game decides to send something new at you. Something interesting. Something that might send a bit of a challenge.
And something that clearly deserves a drum roll, like they give it in the game.
Yeah, every time something bigger comes into the freaking playing field, it gives you a drum roll. Even if it's like a level 2 guy.
Ooh,
level 2.
Ooh.
So drum roll, please. Black Mage!
I've beaten half the game, but that level 2 guy was totally worth a drum roll.
Yeah, so Black Mage! Oh, wow, it's a Black Mage. This is my end. This is a little bit of, you know, complexity to the game. You don't have to fighting off different guys. Black Mage walks up, casts a spell, kills off all 3 of my monsters.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
What? So, hold on a second. So, you're telling me there's a triangle here. Yeah, so, fighters beat archers, archers beat magicians, magicians beat fighters. Okay, but the magician's the only one who can attack 3 guys at once. Yeah, he's the only one who can do that. So, he's overpowered. Yeah. So, you should just spam magicians. Yeah, pretty much. Because even if I do set an archer against him, he's still attacking all 3 of my archers at once for massive damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much. Your archer will kill him faster. But my archer's dead.
But you just sent 3 mages after me. And all I got are fighters and one archer. Oh yeah, screwed then.
Yeah, next thing. Not mix up your characters.
Yeah.
I tried to be a little bit strategic. On my first floor, I had 2 fighters and an archer. So no matter who came in, I would have something that would beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. No. The Black Mage comes in, scoffs, then kills all 3, then moves on.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter what they are. If they're 2 fighters, then the archer is basically a fighter. We don't care.
Right, so what you have to do, basically, is just spam floors. 3 fighters, 3 archers, 3 fighters, 3 archers. It's the only way that actually works. The second you try to throw some strategy in there, you die. Like, I put a support room, and I put 2 fighters in it. I put a fighter and an archer. I'm like, okay, you know what? So whoever walks into this room, it's my first floor, they're going to get hurt. They're either going to lose to the archer, or they're going to lose to the fighter, and they won't kill them off because they're on the support floor. Doesn't do much. Yeah. Guy just kind of sits there and scoffs at him, hits him a bunch, doesn't do much, they hit him back, doesn't do much, and he walks on.
Yeah, because, you know, after a while, heroes get bored.
Mm-hmm. Of the stupid, stupid game.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we can talk about here? Oh, yeah, you can level up your monsters.
Woohoo.
Yeah, but here's the problem with leveling up. First, you have to go to the main menu with the world map. You have to click A. You have to click power up. Then you have to buy the ability to level up your creature. You buy the ability to level up a creature. Then you have to click X, go into the game where your tower is being attacked, click your monster, then pay more points to level it up, that one monster that could get killed off.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't stay stronger. You have to level them up again.
Yeah.
And when you level them up, nothing changes. They just look the same, but they get a little golden star next to their name.
Yeah.
Like they've done something.
Special.
And it's even not even that big of a deal. Level up. My guy got 10 more HP and plus 3% more damage.
But he still dies about the same time.
Yeah, not much.
Doesn't kill anyone faster.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Unless you spam a bunch of level 2 guys, but that costs a freaking lot.
Right. So, I understand they tried to give us a bit of strategy, you know. We have archers, we have fighters, we have mages, we have neutral. We found a neutral guy. It was a squirrel. Yes, I stick squirrels on people. Who were, you know,
ooh,
good against nothing, but
you're
also
an evil overlord, aren't you?
who were nothing good against nothing, but also nothing was good against them, so they just did basic damage.
Yep, nothing.
There's also healers. I haven't found those yet, but they're in there.
All right.
Which would be kind of useless, because, you know, you put your healer in there, yay, my guys are healing! Well, isn't that the same thing as putting them on the support floor? Since you just kind of wasted a slot for the healer?
Mm-hmm.
Except the healer costs you money. And you know he's gonna die now,
yeah.
Because he can't attack.
Yeah.
So, oh
yeah.
It's just really, really. It's so long
too. A very lame excuse for a game.
Yeah, and besides, every battle takes about half an hour. Mm-hmm. You sit there waiting for the heroes to walk up your tower.
It's freaking ridiculous. I mean, it's not like Tower Defense where you're constantly watching the guys, constantly trying to upgrade things, constantly trying to
micromanaging build
further.
Everything.
Yeah, micromanaging, trying to build the maze further as you get more points.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's you build a couple floors, you fill a couple rooms up, you spend all your money, let them jog, and
yeah.
Let the battle pursue.
One time I was playing this game, I was sitting there, and I had a decently...
Made to floor two.
I had a decently strong tower built up, and I was watching guys...
here comes the next guy.
I was watching enemies come in and get killed, and I actually realized... actually
first guy's dead.
Stop! And I actually realized I wasn't watching the game. I was actually playing Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor on my DS. And the fact is, we have to play another game to actually play the game, because the other game is so boring that you have to play a more interesting game to keep yourself excited during the actual other game. It's not a game!
That was a kind of complex way of saying it's very, very boring.
My throat's sore from all this talking.
Okay.
You know what I noticed? I talk really fast.
Oh, really, Zylo?
I never noticed that. To me, it just sounds like I'm talking normal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else, apparently, I'm talking super, super fast.
Well, I can understand you.
But I can understand me, too, but I'm still a lot faster than you because I sit here and talk and talk and talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you don't do anything much besides me and talking all the time.
Yeah. I'm the slow talker, which is perfect for reviewing this really game. This really, really boring game.
Yeah, and so for the part before, this is a very sad excuse for a game. In fact, it's more like a joke. Like, you know, Square Enix
really
decided to screw with all their fans. But
I'm mad at Square Enix. I really am.
And Crystal Chronicles happens to be my favorite Final Fantasy game. I'm not mainstream with all the number games, anything
mm-hmm.
besides 7, because I like Zack and Cloud and
yeah.
Vincent. But besides that...
Zack is awesome. It's the characters that really... I love all the characters.
Yeah, well, Crystal Chronicles was my favorite because it was actually an RPG. I made
mm-hmm.
my character.
Yeah.
I chose what he looked like. I had a backstory with a mother, father, dad, sister, and brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go on a little adventure with my four other friends in Crystal Chronicles, and I was happy fighting off monsters.
I love that. I just hated the fact that I could never do it. Like, the GameCube had that weird multiplayer system.
It's how they all were.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, when they decide to mock the name of Crystal Chronicles by putting in a horrible tower defense game with a horrible bad guy, who, by the way, is a girl with half with her right side covered in pink frills and her left side covered in goth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She just looks like something out of, like, you know, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, and, you know, I find that interesting. I think that she will have been an interesting main character.
She didn't squeal every 5 seconds?
Yeah, and if she didn't freaking suck. And if... She
by the way, throughout
only
the game,
five
you always
the
hear
game.
The same repetitive message at the bottom of the screen. She'll pop up and say something repetitive, and
mm-hmm.
she always go, "Hey!" repeatedly.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Gah!
Hey!
Who plays this game and doesn't think, you know, just while they're just sitting there watching the guy jog, wow, it's so fun. Oh, he made it to the tower again. Oh, I think he's about to make it. Oh, he died. Oh, here comes the second guy.
Also, it's really pathetic when a game, the only way you can beat a level is like by going to the shop and buying new stuff. I think every game should have the ability for you to beat it on level 1 if you're really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
you
sure.
can on this one because you have so many floors. So when the game does send the 5 guys at you and you didn't upgrade your tower so it can have 10 floors and it only has 5 floors, you lose!
Yeah, automatically. There's
you didn't buy
it,
you didn't buy the stuff, you lose.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Like, there's options in the tower defense games. Play it with limited money. You get this much.
Mm-hmm.
Beat it with that. And it says it's still possible to beat it. It's just really hard.
Yeah.
You can't beat this. You lose. There's no way around it.
That's the beauty of tower defense games.
There is no way around that place. You will die for that. So it's been, like, 3 times I've walked into a level and then realized it sends 7 guys at me and I only have 5 floors. And I just went, damn it.
Screwed.
Dead.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay,
yep.
So now that we've reviewed this difficult, slow, boring,
you know, we never gave a score for Prototype, did we?
No, we didn't. And I said that we would on the Ning, but we never did on there either.
Right. So before this one, Prototype score. I'd rather use it as a freaking frisbee.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the same here.
Yeah.
I will have given it by used copy for at some point, but at some point it lost me. I just stopped carrying it. Freaking frisbee now.
Yeah. All right. So then, this game, I'm gonna say.
Something past. I'd rather play AT now.
Yeah, it's probably I'd rather play AT, and I paid $10 for this, so I'm pretty depressed.
Yeah, that's the part that really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got like Stuntman. Even though I played the demo and this game really frustrated me, I got it. It was a very worthwhile buy.
Mm-hmm. $10.
$10, and it has a
I went to IGN, and they said it's an 8.8 game. And
jeez.
I went, that's pretty good, I think I get that. I like Crystal Chronicles, and I like Tower Defense, so hey.
Gee,
what
yeah,
is
it,
this?
It all makes sense, but no! No! Square Enix, no! Bad IGN! We trusted you.
What, you don't blame Square Enix?
I do blame Square Enix, but we trusted it. You trusted IGN, and who's IGN? And now you have suffered. Didn't you say that's where you got
the... Oh, name? Right. I was thinking something else.
Okay.
I was thinking of like some company named IGN. I was like, what the heck is that?
I'd like to blame Enix for everything. I don't remember anything good coming out of Enix. Maybe separately as a company Enix, but Square Enix? No, I don't remember anything.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, okay. But that was Square Enix and Disney. Maybe that meshed together thing was Square at its best and Disney at its best. Because that did have, like, the core group of Square.
Mm.
You know, nothing from Enix.
Who the heck is Enix?
They made Dragon Quest and all that. Mm. All those. That insanely long main series.
I had some thought, but now I can't remember it.
I should probably play and review the Dragon Quest games. That's a series that's completely gone past me.
Right. I just don't like it that everyone looks like they're from DBZ.
Right. Yeah, the artist, that drove me crazy too, because I was a fan of DBZ, and knowing that the artist was this unoriginal was just kind of annoying. You just started playing your DS. I was waiting for a comment.
Well, we talked about it too much. Now I have memories of it, and when I have memories of that game, all I can think about is my DS, because it was the only thing that kept me awake while playing the game.
Alright.
So what did you say?
What?
What? You just asked me, you want to make some comment on something?
Oh, I was waiting for a comment.
On what?
I don't know. You know, this is a podcast with two people. It's usually... You say something, I say something. You say something, I interrupt.
I always thought it went me, then you, then me, then back to me, then you, then me, then me, you, me, you, me, you, me, me, exact say, though. Me. Then me again.
Yeah.
I thought it made perfect sense.
Uh-huh. But where does your DS come into it?
The DS is Squeaky Voice Incarnate.
I see. Okay, anyways, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Uncaged edition. Two. The Claws return.
Who understood what the heck I just
said? The Growl of Fury. I'm just going to keep adding subtitles. Because I don't know why I've just now...
the P.O. Kitty Cat. Found this to be
very ridiculous.
The P.O. Kitty Cat.
Yes, the P.O. Kitty Cat. Based on the real movie. X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncaged Edition. Revenge of this animal human genetic experiment thing.
You know, does it ever describe why... You know, the movie was really bad about describing why his name is Wolverine. Or really, yes, why Wolverine? He's got claws.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think cat or tiger.
They were going for something original, and I don't think Wolverine was just a side character originally in one of the comics.
Or Badger.
It was kind of nice. It'd
be cool if he was Badger.
Badger, Badger, Badger. What was that? Badger, 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 Badger.
Who are you? I'm Badger. That's a funny name.
Oh, God! That would be an interesting comic book character, right? Cool, but funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not Wolverine. Always angry. Always a little angry. And a little bit Scottish. I don't know why.
Bob.
Let's get into the game. Bob. Now, I think it was you who originally played the demo, and we were very happy with the demo.
The demo was great. The demo, you play the demo and you go, this has potential.
Is this really a movie game? It started off with this freaking awesome cutscene.
Yeah.
Then we got to the gameplay and I'm falling out of a blown up helicopter. And I land close first into this guy with a gun with a freaked out face.
You rip him in half. You stand up, there's holes in your chest and everything as they slowly heal up. And you just look at a bunch of other guys shaking as they point their guns at you.
And I'm thinking, is this really a movie game? Will this take the place of Spider-Man 2? No! Sorry. Denied.
Well, hold on. So you start playing, and you start ripping guys new ones, and you find out it's a lot of fun.
I should have said that. Yeah, it is a great deal of fun.
Ripping guys new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you play through that, and you're like, okay, this is fun. There's a little bit of, like, you know, jumping and swinging from vines. And
you know what? It is a movie game, mm-hmm. but
it is the most fun movie game I've played in a long time. Yeah. It is the most fun movie game that sticks to the formula so well.
Right. It's extremely violent, by the way. Extremely violent.
Yes. That's not part of the formula, but it is extremely violent. It has the same enemies as any movie game. It has guys with guns, guys with swords, guys with bigger guns than the Rancor. Mini-bosses, then the Rancor!
Stop, Locke, stop. You're going into the bad things first. We have to talk about the good.
I know, but I ended on the bad things. I stopped playing the game because of the bad things.
Well, hold on. Let's give some people some hope. Okay. Right. So there's one scene. He jumps... there's a cut scene, and, you know, Wolverine jumps onto a helicopter. I go, okay. It's not doing anything. There's a cut scene, right? Oh, my gosh. Then it hits you. I push a button. It's an action command scene without the button pushing. It doesn't tell you what to push. You gotta think.
Yeah, and that is brilliant.
I immediately push the up button so he swings on top of the helicopter. Then I mash the punch button as he breaks the glass. Then the claw button to slice the guy. Pick him up and hit him into the helicopter blades.
Yeah, and it's so awesome. It is not press X not to die. It's press something or you're gonna die.
And I think that's how all games be. Forget the action command. Make multiple ways to get out of a scenario and the person chooses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
You know, there's a giant log coming at you. Well, I could press the jump button, maybe jump over it. I could press the B button to grab stuff, maybe punch it out of my way, or hold on to it.
Or you know what would really be BA? If I see the log coming, I'm going to walk slowly towards it. Because I'm over here, I'm going to walk slowly towards it. Then when it gets press close, just duck and roll. And it'll go right over me.
Or just sit there with your hand out and stop it.
Yes, if that's possible. Ah, boom! I'll just go rolling along with it.
That's cool. I think it's how all games should be.
Yes.
If I get in the video game if I manage to get in the video game industry and people actually listen to me, I'd make a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd throw in action commands, but you don't know what to push. Just mm-hmm. think about it.
Yeah.
You know what button does what?
Yeah.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
And you have something kind of like, you know, the original idea behind the Assassin's Creed concept, you know, Y is head, B is this hand, X is this hand, A is jump, you know, legs. Something like that. If you have to think, do I want to use this hand? Do I want to do something with this sword? Or do I want to jump or kick it with the legs or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just keep hitting the head button? Thinking maybe his head will come up with something. Maybe a little thought bubble will come up.
Press A to jump. Press A to jump. Press A to jump.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so once you get past this in the demo, you just go, wow, this game has massive potential. It's a linear path. Right off the bat, so yeah. You know that.
And that is very movie platforming game.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with a linear path, really. Well, I mean, we're just used to sandboxes.
Yeah, it was fine. It was, you know, it was a cool linear path. There were, the environments were decent. There were some secret split offs. In fact, the first secret split off was a classic gamer thing.
Mm-hmm.
That behind the waterfall.
It was behind a waterfall.
Behind the waterfall, of course. Classic.
And of course, I'm walking up to it, used to the invisible walls that are present in the game, going, oh, this isn't going to work. Waterfall. I walk through it.
Oh my god.
Room. Secret stuff.
That's like Tomb Raider there.
Yeah.
Actually, that first level is very much like Tomb Raider, but you don't find that out in the demo.
Right. Okay, and that's where the demo pretty much ends. Well, mm-hmm. There's a big stomping sound, and then a giant lava monster pops in, and you go, oh gosh!
Stupid.
Also, there's a mini boss fight before, which is this flaming machete guy.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I thought, mutant, oh my god, I'm fighting a mutant. And because he kind of turns into magma, he's more resistant to being impaled. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an interesting boss fight. Mm-hmm. In fact, we both have very epic moments with this guy in very different ways, with the same attack.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Because, you know, he leaps at you. It goes slow motion, the camera zooms in on him. And it's one of those things where it makes you react, but it doesn't do like a press X not to die thing. It does the press something or you're gonna die thing. What I do? Lunge. He's lunging me, I lunge back and I win. Wham! I lunge myself into him, I claw him down to the ground, I start beating his face in. And I have fun. It is awesome.
On to Xylo's way. He jumps up in the air, slow motion. I'm sitting there going, oh gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I run at him. He's above my head right now. I uppercut his face and implant him into the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I multiply stab him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
It was intuitive. It's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to walk over and uppercut him, and I did.
You know what was kind of cartoony that I did in the second my second playthrough?
What?
You know the grab button?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really appreciating that as much as we should have our first playthrough. That is a fun button. When he does it, if you do it right, you'll grab his foot, slam him into the ground, and like Tom and Jerry style, slam him on the other side. Slam, slam, slam. It is awesome.
This game is violent, but it's also a lot of fun to watch.
It is.
Okay, now with all the happy stuff out of the way, Bach, do your thing.
Gah! Okay. Cool Magma Mutants is just mini-boss number one, and you'll be fighting him five times. You'll be fighting his five brothers.
I tried to defend it. I tried. I said, what was if they're quintuplets? You know, the mutant quintuplets?
Yeah.
They're twins, so they all have the same ability.
Uh-huh.
They all happen to be evil and know how to wield two machetes and...
be kind of against you and getting, going in separate areas.
And they know the exact same fighting style repeatedly and have the exact same amount of HP and... yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no work. You know, the enemy moveset is one of the things that drives me crazy because that's the first thing that reminds me of the Force Unleashed. Because it is the Force Unleashed as far as the enemies are concerned. You got the Stormtrooper. You got the Stormtrooper who, for some reason, wants to go melee against you. You got the Elite Commando guy. Then you got the Dark Trooper. The Dark Troopers suck.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Dark Troopers in this, and they suck. And then there's the Rancor. It is literally a Rancor. You fight several of these things in the game, but you fight a lot more in Wolverine than you do in The Force Unleashed, and they're equally repetitive. You know what I did to beat it? And that's what, this is one of the reasons I found it so annoying.
Oh, what?
Because I did the exact same thing for 10 minutes to kill this thing. I dodged, pounced, attacked. Dodged, pounced, attacked. Dodged, pounced, attacked. Dodged, bounced, attacked.
There's no variation to fighting Rancors.
There is none.
They're, what are they called again? They're behemoths or what?
Leviathans, which I thought was lame. Mm-hmm. You just stick... The Leviathan is normally associated with water creatures, and you stick it to this lava rock thing, so...
That's the sixth brother.
That annoys
That's
me.
That's the sixth brother on steroids.
Yes, it is. Only the sixth brother has 50 sons, who are all the same size as him. And all do the exact same thing. And you didn't get to chapter 2, but in chapter 2, you fight several of these, and it's really lame because you see exactly where they're coming up. You see this big pile of lovely rocks in the middle of fighting these guys, and you think, oh, great. Leviathan, yay. Another one, yay. Okay, 5 puzzles. Oh, I'm fighting this horde of guys. Leviathan crumbled on the ground. What's going to happen when I finish off these guys? Dodge, pounce, whack, 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 dodge, bounce, whack, 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 dodge, bounce, whack, whack, whack. And it was the same thing with the Rancors. That was the first thing that reminded me of The Force Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't the last, though, was it?
No, it was not. And you know what? This game only makes me hate The Force Unleashed more, because this game at least has an excuse. It's a movie game. We don't expect much from it. It was very cool. It had a lot of potential. But... it's a movie game. The Force Unleashed was this big original idea that they were going to come out with to fortify some, the story between 3 and 4, and it turned out to be a movie game in disguise.
Well, see, the problem is Star Wars games actually have a renowned thing for actually being good.
Yeah,
we like Star Wars games; they tend to be good. Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic. The
even that one you got. Over here.
Jedi Academy. Jedi Academy wasn't very good.
No, Jedi Power Battles.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun...
That's a fun one.
Yeah, that was a fun classic. There's also... the Episode 1 game was pretty big. I never really played it, but...
Mm-hmm.
I know it was a pretty expansive game.
Right. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars, that was a fun one. That was the original one, you know. It wasn't like Batman and Indiana Jones were all ripping off and jumping on the bandwagon.
I'm going to make a review about Lego Indiana Jones. Okay. Don't worry.
And, what's Jedi Outcast? Jedi Knight, the Jedi Knight series, that whole thing. That was my favorite thing. That was the first Star Wars games I've ever played. Those were some of the first games I've ever played. And they were great. They were FPSs. Built on the Quake engine.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking great. This is a movie game. Not for The Force Unleashed, anyways. Then The Wolverine is the movie game that The Force Unleashed was based on. Oh, and you know the story a little more than I do. They change the story for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they mix up scenes for whatever reason.
Well, the story in the game.
Hmm?
See, now here's my problem. Yeah. Okay, I can understand Leviathan and whatever, because they want to increase the game length by making an extremely long and repetitive boss fight.
I don't understand that at all. It makes absolutely no sense.
There
are no little freaking magma rock monsters anywhere in X-Men.
Anyways, so instead of having freaking lava rock monsters repeatedly, why not have actual cutscenes that relate to the movie in the right order? Instead of taking three scenes, smashing them into one, and taking the bits and pieces and, you know, gluing them together.
Yeah, that was very weird. I could tell that without having seen the movie, which I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It was very weird. The narrative is not there at all. This isn't a supplement to the movie like most movie games are supposed to be, because it mix-mashes everything. And I could tell. It's pretty obvious. We'll talk about the fight with Sabretooth?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you had trouble with the fight with Sabretooth.
Yeah, Spalock, you know, said, he's like, oh, this guy's easy. I beat his face to a pulp. I walked in and he threw me into a spike on the wall repeatedly.
Yeah.
Then he electrocuted me.
That was awesome. I electrocuted him. I, inside the bar, I actually got him in a corner, and they went into this mini cutscene where I'm bashing Sabretooth's head into the wall. Then outside, I'm bashing his face into the little column thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. That was a fun, epic fight scene, and that brings me back to the combat. The combat is still fun! Until you get to the Rancors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running into so many of those guys.
And the super special, awesome soldiers.
Yes, the
the SSAs. Super special, awesome. The SSAS.
Yes.
Super special, awesome soldiers.
Well, they just compare to them in the...
The Dark Troops?
The Dark Troopers. They are Dark Troopers. They're insanely cheap. They're not too hard to kill, but the game spams them. You remember the shotgun guys?
Yeah.
I've never hated guys with shotguns so much, but these guys gave me an excuse to hate them. They're guys with shotguns that cloak.
Have magic, super awesome, super special awesome radar ability.
Yes. And it's annoying, because even though being invisible is like nothing, because you have feral senses, which completely screws that over.
Mm-hmm.
It turns off every once in a while, and you can't do anything against these guys because they got shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
Which automatically, they almost ragdoll you. There are no ragdolls in this, unlike the Force Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. But they're almost ragdolls.
Yeah, it's because they stun you.
You're standing up, but you just can't attack for a second.
Yeah, it stuns you. That's all it does.
Mm-hmm.
But there are enough of these guys. There are 10 guys, and that's the only time I ever died, because 10 guys got me in a corner, and bang, 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 couldn't do anything.
Well, technically,
stun.
I actually don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, that's the only way you can kill Wolverine.
Yeah.
You get him in the cold when you constantly shotgun his face in.
Yeah. So it kind of makes sense, but it's cheap. And the Force Unleashed was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Because they gave you so many powers, the only way to counteract it with something tough, quote-unquote, is being cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Sending guys with rocket-homing things that ragdoll you.
Mm-hmm.
Homing rockets that have these insane blast radiuses.
Yeah.
Well, see, my big problem with them is the fact that you cannot lunge them.
Yeah, at all.
Even like you said, even if they're sitting there and they're reloading their shotgun, you lunge at them, which takes about, I don't know, 0.3 seconds. They magically manage to, you know, reload the gun, turn around, look at you straight in the eye, and shotgun you in the air. So you go flying away.
0.3 seconds. I didn't even have bullets in the gun.
If they're looking away, if they think their buddies have you, and you know, three guys are beating up on you,
uh-huh,
they will still not
lie. I've actually unhinged a guy and have three guys shoot at me, all reloading.
Mm-hmm.
All reloading.
Super special. Remember the super special awesome soldiers.
Yeah. Okay, so...
They are the real Space Marines.
Yeah. They're cheap Space Marines. We got to chapter 2. I got to chapter 2 in this game. I got fed up with this game. I will have continued playing it despite my grievances.
Well, wasn't I on chapter 2?
No. You weren't even in chapter 2 yet.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But levels are actually very, very long. There's probably only 5 of them, but they are very, very long.
Alright.
Yeah, it said chapter 2, and I was like, the whole thing was chapter 1? There's a whole jungle scene, there's a flashback, there's another thing. Then there's the entire escape part, which I got through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to chapter 2, which now I'm back in the jungle. I'm scratching my head at the narrative in this game.
What, you're back in the jungle?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Doing Tomb Raider stuff. Literally, it was Tomb Raider stuff.
You were swinging on vines?
No, I was doing puzzles, like turning the wheel. I get into a room, walk into a very obvious trap where spikes extrude from the ceiling and start falling, and I have to turn this wheel quick enough and get through.
Mm.
That's Tomb Raider stuff. That is, like, ripped straight out of the original game.
But you're
only
back,
Tomb Raider doesn't
you're
go
back in
back.
The forest.
Yeah.
So they managed to make an excuse for Machete Guy to make his appearance again.
Oh, yeah. No matter what, there's Machete Guy. Even in the freaking army. They're a magical machete.
Honestly, the irony of this would be is if his actual name was Machete. Hey, Machete! Yeah?
Yeah. Right. Two.
Oh, hey, me, I'm a machete.
Okay, so I got to chapter two, and I would have continued playing. The combat is still fun enough. It may be annoying, there may be no narrative at all. The enemies might be kind of cheap, but it wasn't nearly as cheap as The Force Unleashed. It was playable until I got to my fourth Leviathan in that level. And you know, the levels aren't long, it's just the first portion of that level. It was the first 10 minutes of the level.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth Leviathan. I was fed up with it. I refused to play this game any longer.
No Leviathan's bad. Bad.
And it's not just the Leviathan. What they call it in the lab?
I don't know.
It was in the same name as in your game. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, the
because they have a Rancor
like
ripoff.
Wally Doodle or something.
Wally Doodle. That's it. Yes, Wally Doodle is the Leviathan's genetically engineered brother who happens to hang out in the lab that you escape from. So they're insanely cheap. They can't even come up with interesting enemies that differ between each level. In the jungle, you got the gun guys, the machete specialist, and the slightly bigger guy, the flaming guys. In the lab, you got the gun guys, the genetically engineered guys who happen to use machetes, and those other flame guys that aren't actually on fire, they're just special. Somehow. And then you have the Rancor, the Leviathan / Wally Doodle.
Oh, here we go. It's a Wendigo.
Wendigo. Wally Doodle, Wendigo. Whatever.
Oh, you call it the Wendigo.
I'm just going to call it the Wendigo. Yes, the Wendigo. I'm just going to call it the Wally Doodle. Kind of like the,
Why is it called the Wendigo? It isn't a Wendigo. Wolverine's in the room! What? He's in the room! What's that mean? It means you attack him! Are you sure? Yes! You attack him now! Where's my lunch break? You don't get a lunch break, so you kill him. Are you sure I can kill him? Yes, you're a cheap boss character. Are you sure about that? Yes!
Dodge, pounce, attack, attack, attack.
He's winning!
Dodge, pounce, attack, attack, attack. Why are the genetically engineered giant creatures weaker than the Leviathan?
Because they're genetically engineered. We have five of them instead of one.
Aha.
I
thought that was kind of lame too. There is a bit of variation between the forest bad guys and the lab bad guys, even though they're the exact same set. But like the rock guys have twice as much health and better attacks.
When do I go? When your brother dies? Are you sure about that? Yes, I'm sure. Wolverine's almost dead, but he's healing. Then go.
Oh, when to go?
Oh, that's our Wendigo. Wendigo, Wendigo, he's so specially awesome.
My name's Wally Doodle. Okay, I think we've had fun with this.
I think we went a little bit off the deep end there.
Let's see. Well, I'm giving it, I'd rather, well, should we give it, like, really play ET? Because there is still gameplay here.
Yeah.
If it didn't annoy me so much and make Force Unleashed
only give an ET if there is nothing salvageable from this. You know,
okay.
My Tales of a Dark Lord.
Yeah.
There is no entertainment value there.
Yeah. Right. Okay, then I'll give it it's a freaking Frisbee.
Right, well remember, it does have really funny achievements.
Yeah, funny achievements. There's gameplay here. There is some cool gameplay aspects
right.
here.
So you're
and
bored.
That's the Fred and Ted thing I was referring to. That,
right.
Like, the guy said, the company wants to make a cheap movie game, let's make this out. Then the game designers are like, no, wait, I just came up with all these cool ideas. All right, well, if you can get them in, go ahead, but here's $10. That's all you get.
Hey, says Fred, let's make a boss monster that can stop you from pouncing on them in a really cool fashion. Okay, says Ted, let's put them 5 billion of them in the game.
But why?
Hey, says Fred, let's have a cool mutant master who wields 2 machetes and is on fire.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, we should have a ton of those guys.
Hey, says Ted, that's a good idea. Let's put 50 of those in there, too. Hey, says Fred, let's put in a bunch of abilities that you can add on to your character and make it a bit customizable. All right, says Ted, but they all have to be useless.
You know, make it a little more balanced. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're getting more powerful, but you're really not. Ted's a douche.
That's when you find at the end of the game the ultimate power-up. What to do? It stops Ragdoll. What? It stops Ragdoll!
Yeah, you just walk through. Oh, bullets now. Nah. No pain now.
The shotgun most likely just goes straight to your body. Shh. It still does damage, but they don't check you backwards now.
Yeah, that'd be nice. The no flinching mutagen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we forgot to talk about.
Your bones are not made of paper and do not resist against anything. They instantly heal.
Yep. Okay, well, we've hit the hour mark. We've pretty much reviewed these games. They're both... Well, Wolverine's freaking Frisbee. Dark Lord Junk Game is... I'd rather play E.T. Mm. And I really would.
You know, you probably just got ranked up to I'd rather play Dark Lord now.
Yeah.
The score is I'd rather play Dark Lord.
Yeah, it's true. There's no possible way we can play E.T. unless there's some moron who emulated it. Oh, what a fun game! Let's emulate
it! Well, no one owns it.
Why am I not getting hit? Any
actually,
hits?
I probably would like to play in E.T. just because it's so infamous.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't want to play Dark Lord.
Well, it got such a good score, Dark Lord!
It got an 8.8!
It's ridiculous.
Who knows? I still haven't beat it yet, for obvious reasons, since, yeah. you know, my eyes started bleeding within the first 5 minutes. But.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that we're reviewing games that we haven't beaten, but we're reviewing them because they've annoyed us beyond the point of being able to play them.
Yeah, if the game can't keep you interested, you know...
Or awake,
for
like
a
Lost
reasonable
Odyssey.
Amount of time.
Like Lost Odyssey, I'm sure that was a great game, but it put me to sleep. It literally put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm. There's a small portion of amount of bad gameplay you can have at the beginning, but you know that can only take up about I think half an hour of gameplay.
Sure.
That's as much as anyone can really just push through, and then you have to have something good.
Kind of like the darkness, the entire demo thing. It's nothing special. Mm-hmm. Everything past the demo. Oh my god! It's suddenly an open world with freaking powers up the wazoo.
Special quests.
Huh.
Fun characters, great voice acting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it becomes a completely different game past that first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That was a great buy. I got that for $5.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah, remember?
Yeah, that's right. You got it from that one Best Buy.
Got it for $5. Great
that,
game.
That is a great buy. Mm-hmm. That is the best buy.
Ta-da-chi. We gotta get paid for that one now. Alright, anything else we gotta say? We reviewed stuff, we talked about stuff, said fan mail. All you people were freaking listening to this and not really saying anything. Get on here.
Please talk to us.
We really don't.
There's nothing really positive about this episode, but please talk to us.
We really don't get much fan mail, honestly. We're not lying. We're not like we have like 50,000 emails where it's going,
hey, if you happen to be a fan of Dark Lord, talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even flame you. We'll just say, We got fans.
Someone hates our guts.
Woo! Yeah. So anyways, our Ning is rantaboutgames.ning.com. It's on Podomatic. And I think the description's on iTunes, right? It transfers the description I type in here?
Yes.
I never check. Okay, then yeah.
iTunes is everything.
Yeah, the link is on there too.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Well, I think. I don't know.
Maybe. I put the link in the occasional episode, so it will be in one of the episodes.
Alright, so, yep.
Alright.
That's it.
Yep.
I'm Zalo.
And I'm Locke.
And this is Gamers Rant.
Hooyah!